Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Glad to be where God is. I was telling someone not too long ago that I don't want to be anywhere where God is not.
Amen.
I don't want to be here on earth without Him. I don't want to be in eternity without Him. Because all the good things that we experience, it comes from God. And so without Him, then we don't have all those good things. And so I want to be where the Lord is. I also appreciate the service thus far this morning.
Amen.
I feel the Spirit of the Lord here with us,
Amen.
Encouraging our hearts and uplifting our spirits.
Yes.
And so I don't want to do any violence to that. I want to be right in accord with that.
Yes.
And so I desire your prayers as we look into the Word of the Lord this
Yes.
morning. What I want to do is make heaven my home.
Yes.
I don't want to go by myself, and I want to be a blessing and a help and an encouragement to you.
Yes.
Want you to make heaven your home as well. So pray for us this morning. All right, the title of this discourse is What Has Changed and What Is Different?
Mm-hmm.
What has changed and what is different?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's different? What's changed? Sometimes we get to places that we feel like something has changed. We feel like something has changed. And so this is a very careful place to be in, because in this place, when we feel like that, then we can begin to feel like what God is requiring of us has changed. All right? We feel like, since we feel different, then we feel like maybe what God has required of us in time past, then it's different. The Word of God, it's a new age, it's a new time, and so the Word of God doesn't really apply like it used to apply. But I want to encourage you this morning that there are many things that can change, but the Word of God, it does not change. It's forever settled in heaven. And so you can count on it. This is a good thing. If you are bound in sin, He came to set the captives free. If you are blind in a spiritual way, He came to give sight to the blind. This is a good thing. The Word of God doesn't change. And so therefore, what Jesus came to do is still real. It's still count in 2024. Doesn't matter what your need is. You can touch Jesus and it'll be all that matters. Your life will never be the same. There's only one way to trust Him. Just believe when you call in His name. The Word of God said it way back when it was written. It was true then and it's true now. And so things can change and people can change, but the Word of God doesn't change, and God Himself does not change. One encourage you with that this morning. Sometimes what we feel like can cause us to get off track and begin to look at things in a different way. We begin to rethink things. Want to caution you to be careful this morning. Somebody go with me this morning to 1 Peter 5 and 8. If you beat me there, go ahead and read it. But it gives us a caution, I believe, that we all need to hear. 1 Peter 5 and 8, if you have that, go ahead and read it for us this morning.
Be sober.
All right, be sober. Be vigilant. You got an enemy. You got an adversary, the devil. He goes about as a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he may devour. All right, read that other scripture. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. All right, and so beware when you start feeling like something has changed in terms of what God is requiring of you and I want you to be sober. Want you to be vigilant. Want you to be looking for that adversary, that enemy. He's trying to come in, and he's trying to give you something that is counterfeit. All right? If you're not saved, then you need salvation. But if you are saved, then what that means is you've got a ticket to eternity to be with the Lord. And so what he's trying to do is come in and says, give me that ticket that you have, and I'll give you a ticket that's just as good. It's just as good, and you'll get the blessing at the end of life. I want to encourage you, be sober, Be vigilant. Be on your guard. Don't listen to that wicked one when he comes and try to give you that exchange. Tell him and send him on his way. We don't want that ticket. We want true salvation. We want true Bible. We want true gospel. We want what God will recognize when he comes back for you and for me. That's what we want this morning by the grace and help of God. All right, and so he's going to come in. You have to remember, you always have an adversary. You always have someone that if he can get you to feel different, then you can start thinking different. And when you think different, then what comes after that? You start doing something different. And you can't get into God's heaven if you're not doing it his way. May God help us this morning. We got to do it his way. All right, and so be sober, be vigilant, be on your guard against that one that would turn us away from the true love of God and from living for God like he wants us to. Somebody go with me to Proverbs 14 and 12. There are going to be some familiar scriptures. One of the things that I've learned about familiar scriptures is when you start hitting these scriptures over and over again, where is your excuse? Where is your excuse? Sometimes we say, well, I know that scripture. I've heard it a million times. Are you using it? The Bible says, if you know these things, what? Happy are ye if you do them. All right, so don't be so concerned about knowing them and having them in your head, but get them deep down in your heart.
Right.
All right, and so that when that wicked one comes, then you can tell him, get on away from me, because I don't want that seen right way. What does it say in Proverbs 14 and 12? There's a way that seems right unto a man. The end thereof is the ways of death, all right? And so there's things that are very similar to Christianity, all right? There's things that are very close to what we believe that it will be right. But we have it in black and white right here. The words of Jesus Christ, they're in red. You can't miss it. If you're not sure, go ask the Lord about it. But don't let what the way you feel, the feelings that have changed, the circumstances, the situations, the people that have changed. Many people are going off in different ways. Don't let that sway you from the truth of God's word. It's still right here. His Holy Spirit will back the word of God. His word, his will, his way, they agree. They come together. And so you can't get it wrong if you want to get it right. What happens is we come to a place in our life sometimes and we don't want to do what the word of God is telling us to do. And we don't want to do it. And so we start looking for something different. And guess who comes then to assist you in your search? For something different and something a little bit better, something more enlightened. You see what I'm saying? That old wicked one, he's going to send that false prophet, that false teacher, that false ideology, and we'll get caught up in that thing and lose our never-buying souls. May God help us. We got to meet the Lord. So the word of God is what we're going to be judged by. You understand? Our relationship with God has to be intact with God if we're going to see him in peace. All right? And so we can't allow ourselves to get caught up in that seem right way because of the way that I feel or because I've come up against something that I don't like. Listen, if you're a Christian, you're going to come up against something that you do not like. You're going to see the death that you have to die, the death in which your soul did cry, the frightening waves are going to chill your heart, but you got to yield. It's heaven's will. All right? And so you'll come up against these places and you'll say, Lord, I really don't want to do this, but Lord, nevertheless, not my will, Lord, but yours be done. Help me, Lord. Don't let these feelings, don't let these things that would hinder me from pleasing you, Lord, don't let it be, Lord. Let me do right. Help me stay right with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. May God help us. It says, and in one place, be not deceived, doesn't it? It does say, he said, don't be deceived. Don't let yourself be tricked by the enemy. He's going to hit you with the false pretense. He's going to hit you with the deception. And there's a thing called strong delusion. Let's read in Galatians 6 and 7. Let's read that and see what it says. Listen, this is what you're up against. If you're in this life, you're up against an enemy of all souls. His fate and his doom is already, it's already a done deal. But it's not a done deal for you. You can have salvation if you will. You can make it into God's heaven if you will. Galatians 6, verse number 7, what does it say? Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that's what he's going to reap. Read that next one. What's the name? He sowed to your flesh. Of the flesh reap corruption. Sowed to the spirit. Of the spirit reap life everlasting. You understand?
Yes.
And so what happened is, it's telling us, don't be tricked by what people tell you.
Right.
All right? Don't let people fool you. Be not deceived. God is not mocked.
Amen.
Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap.
Right.
If you sow to the flesh, you remember that in one scripture it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. What's in the world? The lust of the flesh. So if you sow to the flesh, then you are in love with the world, and you're doing things to appease the flesh, this earthly man.
Right.
I want to be rich. I want to be famous. I want people to think of me. We talked about it this morning, of a certain way. I don't want you to look at me in a certain way. So I'm going to do these things, and I'm going to have these things, so you see me in a certain way, because that's important to me. What's more important than that? What's way more important than that? How does God see you and me? How's he looking at me? Does it matter how he sees me? Maybe not now, but it will then, won't it? When I got to see him for myself, it's going to matter then. And what people think about me down here, it's going to, that ain't going to matter one iota. I won't even care about it. You understand? And so now we have to learn to sow to the Spirit.
Yes.
Sow to the Spirit. Lord, what is it that you want me to do with this earthen vessel?
Yes.
Lord, how can I protect myself from being caught up in the things that would pull me away from you, Lord?
Right.
How can I draw closer to you? That's sowing to the Spirit.
Amen.
All right? But if I'm worried about what the next person may think of me, or the things I can get to consume upon my own lust,
right,
then now I what happens is, when I'm doing that, the Spirit is suffering.
Yes.
It's dying. It's losing health. You understand?
Yes.
And so the Lord wants us to sow to the Spirit, be more concerned with what is more real. If we are spirit beings and flesh, which one is more real, the spirit or the flesh? The spirit. Why? Because it lives on. When the spirit leaves the body, what do you have? A shell. It's gone. It's nothing else. The body can't do anything. You understand? So the spirit is more real than the flesh. All right? And so what we have to do is spend our majority of our time working on that spiritual man. What am I feeding the spiritual man? What kind of exercise is the spiritual man getting? You understand? What is the spiritual man, what is he following? You understand? May God help us. Because the devil has it flipped, doesn't he? I'm worried about what I'm putting in my mouth. And don't tell, I'm not saying destroy your health and all that. I ain't saying that. But if I'm more concerned with working out and looking good and eating well and all that stuff, then I'm neglecting the things of the Spirit. And the shell is just the shell. That's all it is.
Right. Yeah.
It's just a vehicle for the Spirit.
Right.
May God help us.
Oh,
so what has changed and what is different? Is God still not on his throne?
He is.
He is? Are we still going to have to go and see him one day?
Yeah.
We're going to have to give an account of the deeds that we have done in our bodies?
Yeah.
We will?
Yeah.
Then what has really changed then? See? May God help us this morning. We want the truth of God's word in our hearts and in our lives. We want to value the Spirit more than this earthly body and the things that it can do. The devil wants to flip that. Don't let him do you like that.
Amen.
Because in the end, all you'll end up with is a shell and then a reward that you don't want. But don't talk about that. That's scary. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
We're talking about godly fear.
Yes.
If it helps you to get to the Lord, then well and good.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Because it is part of the equation.
Yes.
If I don't do right, there is a suffering that is eternal. And I don't want any parts of that.
Right.
And so I've got to do right with what the Lord has given me.
Amen.
2 Thessalonians 2:10, what does it say? We're talking about what has changed. 2 Thessalonians 2:10-11. What has changed? What is different? A lot of times things like seem like they have changed. Times have changed. And so we got to get with the times, right? Times have changed.
No.
Haven't they? Times have changed. We're in a new age, so we as people of God, we gotta change some things if we're gonna bring these people in. Into where? That's my question.
Right.
Into the church or into the kingdom of God?
Right now.
We're trying to get more people in the church or into the kingdom of God.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
He hasn't changed. What he has required of us is nothing different than what he's always required. He has shown thee, O man, what is good and what doth the Lord require of thee. Do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with thy God.
Yeah.
That ain't going to change.
No.
All right? And so we can't change with the times. We can't be changed by the times.
Right.
We got to stick with the word of God.
Amen.
Because it doesn't change.
Amen.
You understand? 2 Thessalonians 2:10-11, what does it say? All right. All right.
Because they received not the love of the truth.
All right.
And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion.
All right.
That they should believe.
Read 12. Read 12.
And they please. All might be of them who believe not the truth.
Yes.
But have pleasure in unrighteousness.
All right. And so it says here, and with all deceivableness, all right, of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So we see here that the love of the truth and being saved are merit.
Yes.
I have to stick with the truth if I'm going to get saved, and I got to stick with the truth if I'm going to be saved.
Yes.
Truth is not dependent on what I think about it. I'm going to say that again. I don't dictate what is true and what is not. Some people say, well, you got to live your truth. What the world is that? Truth is either true or not true. It don't belong to me or you. You understand? People don't like that. They don't want to hear that. But that is the truth. The truth is the truth anyhow, whether I believe it or not. And so it says here that they, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, what does it say after that? For this cause, what? God shall do what? What's he going to do? That seems harsh, doesn't it? That seems hard, doesn't it? But this is what people are dealing with. I believe it. I believe that it's true, even though it's not. And I'm going to stake my eternity-bound soul on this falsehood. If the word of God says you can't live like that, then you can't live like that.
Amen.
I don't care how many good deeds you do. You're going to see him, and what he said is what he meant.
Yeah.
And so therefore, I can believe it all I want to, but it doesn't change what the word of God says.
Amen.
A man is still a man. A woman is still a woman. A marriage between a man and a woman. I'm just using an example.
Yes.
I don't care if the whole world says it's okay, it's still not okay.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Yes. Amen.
And many things are like that today.
Yes.
The enemy is dealing with and he's working with the hearts and the minds of people.
Yes.
I'm going to unseat the truth in this individual. And I'll have them in strong delusion. When someone is deluded, they believe that I deal with deluded people all the time. You come to their house and they are the president of the United States and they're Kim Kardashian at the same time. That's what we're dealing with. And they believe it. It's not that they're just saying it. They believe it. But does that make it true?
No.
No, it doesn't. And so what we have to do is, Lord, what are you saying to me?
Yes.
All right? What do you want for me for my life?
Yes.
And then, Lord, help me to do that.
Amen.
I want to be changed by the truth and not try to change the truth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
That's the way it works. People want to change the truth.
Yes.
You can't change the truth. It is what it is.
Yes.
So ask God to help you to be changed by the truth instead of you changing the truth.
Yes.
He said they believe a lie and be damned.
Right.
So they're going on and they're believing these things. That don't have to be you, though. You can know the truth and you can it can set you free. It says in one place, it says it'll make you free.
Right.
You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. And he that is free indeed.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Of course, I'm behind already. But I'm going to get you what I can get to, then I'm going to sit down. But I desire your prayers because this is important.
Yes.
It's important. Don't let the enemy cause you to try to change the truth. Let the truth change you.
Amen.
Okay? May God help us this morning. Romans 3:3 and verse 4. This is another thing that we had already talked about, but I want you to see that it's in here and get an understanding of it. I'm going to go ahead and read it here. It says, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? For God forbid, let God be true, and every man a liar, as it is written,
yes,
that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged."
Yes.
What it's saying here, again, is what we've already stated. It doesn't matter what I think about the truth.
Right.
I can't change the truth.
Amen.
It helps us to understand that whatever God says, then we got to stick with that.
Yes.
Don't try to change it. Just go with what God said.
Yes.
All right? And if it's hard, if it's difficult, Lord, help me to humble myself.
Amen.
The Bible says any man will follow me, what do you got to do?
Deny
himself first, take up his cross, and follow him. And so in order to gain salvation, you got to do that. In order to maintain salvation all the way to and through the gates, you got to keep that mindset.
Amen.
Lord, it's not my way, it's yours, so I got to deny myself. What do you want me to do with my life? And then I've got to take up my cross. Whatever difficulties that I've got to go through, Lord, I'm not doing it without purpose. I'm doing it with purpose. You understand? If I live in sin, then I'll live in sin, and I'll have the pleasures of sin, but for a what?
Season.
A season, for a moment, a very short time. And then I've got to suffer eternally.
Yes.
But then the hope of the righteous is I'll do some suffering, but I'll have God with me in the suffering. The suffering can't get to me unless he allows it to get to me.
Yes.
And then at the end of the day, I got all of heaven to enjoy for all eternity.
Yes.
So that's the reason why we suffer as a church for Christians. We suffer for the Savior. We suffer for righteousness' sake so that we can make heaven our home. We suffer with God and not without it. All right? May God help us this morning. And so it says here, it doesn't matter what I think about it that makes it true. It's whether or not it's true, and then Lord help me to measure up and accept that as true and live in that reality. May God help us this morning. My personal belief does not change the word of God. All right? Don't live in your own truth. Don't. That's a myth.
Yes.
That's a myth. Let truth be truth and live in that.
Yes.
By the help and grace of God.
Yes.
Truth is what is. Listen, truth is authored by God.
Yes.
God is the owner of truth.
Amen.
All right. So you remember in the word it says that the devil is what? The father of what? The father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
You see the contrast? Devil over here, father of lies, and God is the author of truth.
Amen.
All right? He owns it, right? And so we can't do anything with that. All right? The devil will try to trick you into believing that you can. Don't let him do that by the grace and help of God. What's different? What's changed? My emotions changed. My situation, my circumstance changed. What's going on in life is making me believe something. I'm feeling different lately now. Don't allow these things to hinder you along the way. Ask God to help you. He surely will bless and help you. I want to encourage you this way as well. You ain't the first one to feel that way. You ain't the last one. And if they can make it, you can make it.
Yeah.
All right? You ain't the first one going through what you're going through, and you ain't going to be the last one. If they can make it, you can make it. God's going to help you make it.
Amen.
Humble yourself by the help of the Lord. Say, Lord, I need your help. And then, Lord, I'm going to go through this thing on your terms because I want to see your face in peace.
Amen.
May God help us. Hebrews 3 and 12, what does it say? Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. All right, I used to I didn't understand this scripture. I said, how can unbelief be evil? How can unbelief be evil? Like, I just don't believe it. It seems harmless, right? But what it's talking about is an evil heart of unbelief. So the truth is presented. The truth is there, and I'm not going to believe it. Matter of fact, I know it's true, and that's beside the point. I'm not going to believe it, and I'm not going to live by it. That's the evil heart of unbelief.
Amen.
All right? My situation and my circumstance has gotten so difficult that I need a different way of looking at things. I need a different way of doing things if I'm going to make it through this life. And so therefore, instead of humbling myself and acknowledging the truth of God's word, which in many times I didn't do in the first place. That's what happens. The enemy tricks people into going out and doing things that God never intended for them to do. And the Bible says right here in plain words, the way of the transgressor is what? It's hard. And so you get out there, the devil tricked you into this foolishness, and you didn't listen to the Lord, and so therefore you're in this hard situation, so now I've got to adjust the truth to fit what I've got to do, what I feel like doing, what I want to do. That's what happens. Right? But the same thing that will fix it now is the same thing that would have fixed it before it went wrong. Acknowledge the truth. Humble yourself through the word of God and say, Lord, I have messed up and it's not going to get right until you help me. I want your help. I'm pursuing you now, Lord, because I acknowledge that I messed up in the first place. But what the devil does a really good job of is either making it look like it's impossible to the point where I can't do it. The Bible says all things are possible. But he makes it look like it's impossible. And so since it's impossible, the equation has changed. The truth is different now. And now I've got to change things too. And so this situation that I'm living in that is not pleasing to God, it's somehow okay to God.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Let me help you out this morning. You and God do not have a special understanding.
Right.
You don't.
Amen.
If it ain't in his word, if it's contrary to his word, he is not making a special exception for you.
Amen.
Now that's the truth.
Yeah.
Remember it said in the word, it says, many will come to me in that day and said, I did this and I did that in your name. What does he say?
Never.
Did he say, I don't know you?
Never.
He said, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. This is what happens when we get in this strong delusion. I've gotten in this situation and it's hard. So here's the warning. Here's the short version of what you need to know. If you're in a situation that the truth is a hard saying, it's difficult for you, then fast, pray, beg God, beg the saints to pray with you that you will humble yourself and accept the truth of God's word so that you don't be lost too. But the other way to do it is if you're not in that situation as of yet, what I'm screaming from the mountaintop is don't get in that situation.
Amen.
Get the Lord now. Get him now.
Yes.
Get him now and take him with you everywhere you go.
Yes.
Don't never let go of the Lord. And then you won't ever have to be in a situation where it's so impossible that now you got to do some spirit. We are gymnastics when it comes to spiritual things. I'm going to step over this verse and then lean back, catch this verse, and then put this leg over here and touch that verse, and it's all good now. If by part and not by all, then you make my word a lie. Right? I'm not saying it ain't hard. I ain't said that not one time. But if something is hard, why not get the master of all things with all power in heaven and earth to help you with it? How do we miss that one? How do we miss that? May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, situations are going to change.
Right.
People are going to change.
Yeah.
Circumstances, they're going to change.
Yeah.
You're going to see trends where a bunch of people, the Bible says it's going to be a great falling away. I already see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Bible says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will do what?
Wax cold.
Wax cold.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
But that does not be unchanged. When the word, let me ask you this. When the earth shall cease to be and the heavens pass away, the unchanging word of God will see, how are we going to see it? Just as it is today.
Amen.
On the word of God, I calmly rest with the sweet assurance in my breast, for I know it is his holy will, each promise to fulfill. So what happens is we start feeling different. And so what ends up happening is, well, I feel different, so things must be different. And ain't nothing happened to me yet. I've been going along like this for a while now, and nothing has happened, so I think I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I must be good.
Not so.
See how the devil works us?
Yeah.
You see how he does that?
Mm-hmm.
May God help us this morning.
Yes.
Don't let the enemy do you like that. Of course, I went way past my time on this portion of the message, and I don't have much time, but I want to get to something. If God gives me another opportunity to touch on this subject again, you be praying for me, because I want to get to it. He gave me more, but I got some more, and I think he's going to give me a little bit more on it, so be praying for me in that way. I want to talk to you about what changed and what's different. People change, all right? All right, one of the things is that people change, all right? So we have to look at that.
Yeah.
Many times what can happen is we become disappointed because of what another person has done.
Right.
Now, the enemy, he's really good at mental gymnastics as well,
because
somebody in the church did me wrong, and so therefore the church did me wrong.
Right.
How does that even work? How does that work? If you went to one mechanic and they messed your car up, all mechanics are bad and you're not going to any more mechanics? Does that make sense?
No.
All right? So maybe that person did do you wrong. I'm not saying they didn't. But don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
Don't throw everybody in that deal.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a bad day and they repented from it.
Yeah.
All right? And so if they did you wrong, yes, they need to apologize, but don't let that keep you from going to heaven. If they never apologize, you go to heaven.
Amen.
All right?
Yes.
You don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. So somebody has offended you. They've done you wrong. And so therefore, you're going to hold them by the nape of the neck even till after they're dead. They're dead and went to heaven or hell, who knows where they went, and you still holding them. You on your way to the wrong place. I can tell you that right now.
Amen.
So you forgive, and you get your blessing whether or not they ever do or not.
Amen.
Because people can change. They can offend you. They can hurt you.
Yeah.
All right? And I got some scripture for it, and we'll read that. But then in another way, you have to understand how it works. Sometimes we put our trust in people. Don't you put your trust in me.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So I got to lift him up too.
Yes.
Where you think I'm going to get my strength from, if not from God?
Right.
All right?
Yes.
I ain't preached a message yet that God didn't help me with.
Amen.
And give me the thought. And if he don't give me one next week, I won't have one. You understand? It's the Lord.
Right.
It's the Lord. It's not me. And so don't put your trust in me. I don't intend to be lost by no stretch of the imagination. By the grace and help of God, I'm going to heaven. But you don't follow me, follow Christ.
Yeah.
Follow Christ. When Jesus Christ came, the veil was rent in twain, and you can know him for yourself. You don't have to know Christ through me or nobody else.
Yeah,
thank you, Lord.
You know him. Yeah. And if you go into somebody and they let you, look, I'm going to speak it plain now. I'm going to speak it plain. If you go to somebody and they let you lift them up, that's a red flag. If they want you to lift them up, that's a red flag. If Brother Grimes get up here and say, Brother Grimes ministry, we're gonna do Brother Grimes deal today, you don't sit down, Brother Grimes, you got one more time.
Right.
You don't have nothing if you don't have the Lord.
That's right.
I am against that 1,000%. This is the Lord's word. This is his will, his way. And we got to stick with that. So when somebody starts pushing their thoughts and their ideas on you, if it is not backed by the word of God, you are under no obligation to listen or follow that. You find somebody that what they are giving you is from the word of God. And I'll tell you another thing. When they give it to you, the Holy Spirit will witness to you.
Right.
The Holy Spirit will say, this is, and you'll start getting songs, you'll start getting verses, it'll be a situation that the Lord showed you that will agree with what they're telling you, if they're from the Lord.
Amen.
Something like that will happen. Because the word, the way, the will of God, God Almighty, they all agree. There is no separation or differences of opinion between them. And so if I get something from the Lord, then I should be able to give it to you. It should be backed by the word, the way, the will, and the Spirit of God,
amen,
at least.
Yes,
amen. Okay? May God help us this morning. So what people do is, because we are human, we lean on the strong ones.
Uh-huh.
We lean on the strong ones. And God said, do that, the strong ought to bear the infirmity of the weak. But that's only for a time.
Right.
You don't get... do not get comfortable with drinking milk and be a 6-foot baby. You need some meat. Grow your teeth out and eat some meat.
Amen.
All right? Pastor carrying around a 6-foot baby. Come on now. Come on. If I'm doing my job, Brother Tavis doing his job, we should be pointing you to Christ. You get that relationship with God. So if something happened to me because this happened, stay with me. I still got scripture, but stay with me. There are people that have been living for the Lord. And some kind of way they veered off. And sometimes they don't come back, but sometimes they do. The people that are following them, when they veered off, sometimes they veered off a little bit and you veer off way over here somewhere and you don't get back.
Right.
You see?
Yes.
Follow Christ.
Yes.
Follow Christ.
Yes.
All right? Put your faith and your trust and your confidence in God. Because when that person changes, what changed, what's different, then your compass is set on Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And so you'll see them going off. You'll be praying for them as they go off, but you ain't following
them. Amen.
Okay?
Yes.
That's how that's got to be. May God help us this morning. Let's read a scripture or two before we sit down. I appreciate your time and your attention and your prayers for me.
Amen.
One scripture is, the first one is Jeremiah 17:5. If you have that, read that for us, please. And then the second scripture is 1 Corinthians 10:12. So Jeremiah 17:5, if you have that, go ahead and read. The next scripture will be 1 Corinthians 10:12.
Thus saith the Lord.
Cursed be the man that what? Trusteth in man,
maketh flesh his arm,
and whose heart departeth. Okay, so he says, cursed be the man. All right, does it get any more plainer than that? Can we get any more clear there? Huh? Can we get any more clear? What more do we need to know? Cursed be the man that trusteth in man.
Right.
What is mankind? Another human being, correct?
Yes.
But can it be myself?
Yes.
Huh? Therefore, if any man thinks he stand, do what?
Take heed.
Take heed lest you fall. But I just preached this good old message. I'm feeling pretty good today. Preached a good message, thank the Lord. Huh? Mess around and bump that head. Hopefully you do bump your head, and so you can realize you need some help. You done got off a little bit. Alright? And so don't put your trust in mankind. Don't put your trust in those that are in leadership position, your favorite Christian, your favorite elder, your favorite whatever. Put your trust in God. Develop your relationship with God. That is the only position of safety as a child of God. Because again, people change. Situations, and Lord willing, we'll get to that. Situations and circumstances change. There are other things that change in our life, but He never changes. Yeah. He's just the same. Yeah. Now and forever He shall remain. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But one thing is sure, God is eternal. In Him, I'm secure.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. What's the other scripture we got to read this morning? It's 1 Corinthians 10 and 12. What does it say?
Wherefore,
yes.
Let him that thinketh he
stand.
Take heed
lest he fall. Okay? Notice that it says, thinketh he stands.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's got a false sense of understanding in that deal.
Right.
Listen to me. I want to encourage you this morning to hear this morning. If you're standing, God gave you the strength to stand.
Amen.
If you're breathing, God gave you the breath in your lungs. Then He caused your lungs to work correctly.
Yes.
If you're walking, God gave the brain the ability to give the signal to the body to walk. I can go on and on and on and on. And in the same way, and much more, is that applies to the spiritual man. Okay? And so we can't trust in ourselves. We can't trust in that other individual, but we can put our trust in God.
Amen.
Don't put undue faith in someone else. I believe I know people that died and went to heaven and lived for God. I believe that. I know that to be true.
Amen.
But the way they got there was by developing their relationship with God, putting their faith and their hope and their trust in God.
Yes.
And so I'm going to have to do that in the same way if I'm going to make it in.
Yes.
All right? And so anybody that's got something else for you, you go away from that. That's the warning on that. Go away from that. If they're not lifting him up, then go away from that. One more scripture. I'm going to sit down. John 12 and 32. I appreciate your time and your attention. I already made reference to this scripture, but I want to make sure that it's in here so y'all know I'm not just up here making stuff up. So John 12 and 32, what does it say?
And I, if all right. I be lifted up from the earth,
okay.
Draw all men unto me.
Yeah. Okay. There's a song that says, don't exalt the preacher, don't exalt the pew.
Yes.
Preach the gospel, simple, full, and free. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me.
Yes.
This is Jesus Christ speaking. That's why it's in red.
Yes.
So we are to lift him up,
yes.
Lift the Savior up.
Amen.
Still he speaks from eternity. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. This is a caution, a warning. This is a, wherever you're at in life, that's what it is for you right now. But I want you to be encouraged that things are going to change. Things are going to be different. One thing that you can kind of trust in is that things ain't going to stay the same. I wish I was as skinny as I used to be. I wish I could run fast and jump high as I used to. I wish all of those things. But it's different now. I'm getting older. Things are changing. I got to even change the way I play because I can't keep in front of these guys no more. I got to foul a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'll just give them the ball back. That's all. Just give them the ball back. You understand? Things are going to change.
Yeah.
But he never changes.
Yeah.
He's just the same now and forever. He shall remain. Heaven and earth pass away. One thing is sure. God is eternal. And then in him, I'm secure. In God Almighty, I'm secure. Don't let the enemy trick you with these lies that he's selling. Don't let him get you to trade in your salvation, your experience, your understanding, the truth of God's word. Not your truth, but the truth of God's word for something different. Stick with the Lord, and he will bless and see you to and through every trial, every test of life. And then when you leave here, we can go be with him in eternity. I appreciate you telling your attention, your prayers for me. My desire is to make heaven my home. I ain't going by myself. ain't going by myself because I know some of y'all going with me.
Amen.
I hope all y'all go with me by the grace of God. Y'all pray for me, I will be praying for you.
Amen.